Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
That is just heard there in the news. Bank of Canada making that in announcement about the interest rate. Benchmark interest rate staying unchanged at 5% amid signs of a cooling in the economy and easing in inflation. We'll break that down coming up a little bit later with Laurie Pinkowski, so stay tuned for more on that. Right now, we're going to talk about being in the hospital. It is stressful. And I'm talking about being someone's support in the hospital, not necessarily being a patient. Because patients and families, well, they need help with that emotional roller coaster of health emergencies. And, you know, some hospitals are actually recognizing this and dealing with it. There's this pilot project in Fraser Health at 3 hospitals, Langley, Surrey, and Abbotsford. And it's providing something called a spiritual health practitioner. That's what our next guest is. Dawn Cowie is a spiritual health clinical educator for Fraser Health and a practitioner at Surrey Memorial Hospital and joins us now. Dawn, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Simi. Good morning.
Good morning. What does it mean to be a spiritual health practitioner?
Well, as spiritual health practitioners, we're clinically trained professionals that are credentialed by the Canadian Association for Spiritual Care. And we're working as multi-faith spiritual health practitioners, which is like a multi-faith support for patients, families, and staff in various settings, including especially healthcare, providing support spiritually and emotionally for patients and staff in those settings. Yeah.
So what kind of support then does that mean? So if somebody is in the hospital with an emergency, what would your role be?
Well, essentially, it's being present with people. It's helping them cope with whatever they're facing, whatever they're going through, connecting with them, helping them maybe think about what brings them strength, what brings them their own courage, helping them sort out the feelings of what they're experiencing. You know, often they're feeling very in crisis and in chaos. So it really is about meeting the whole person and giving them the opportunity to maybe fully experience and begin to accept maybe what's going on in their situation and helping them kind of sort out, you know, what they're feeling and what they're going through.
So how does that work then, Dawn? So do they ask for the help? Are you just there to see if people need help? Like, tell me about this pilot project.
Well, the pilot project is to get spiritual health practitioners into acute care, into emergency specifically. So there's 3 of us that are spending 1 or 2 days a week at the three different sites. So I've been at Surrey Memorial Hospital on Fridays for the last almost a year. And so I'll kind of check in the morning and I'll attend some of the staff rounds or what they like the brief meetings they have in the morning and let them all know that I'm available both to patients, families, and to them as staff. And then if there is any patients or families that they feel are under super, you know, distress or spiritual distress or emotional distress, perhaps at end of life or they're receiving a new diagnosis or just emotionally upset, then they'll refer me to them and just to talk with them and to see if I can provide any comfort. And then apart from that, I'll walk around and I'll check in with people. And if I notice somebody seems distressed, I'll stop and see how they're doing and see if they're open to me providing any support in any way.
Right. So this is not about providing medical advice, right, Dawn? This is about saying, hey, do you need somebody to talk to?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, the staff are amazing. They're coming and going, but they're so busy and they don't have much time for patients. They give all the time they possibly can, but just having that extra person to be there with no other agenda other than to really listen, be present, help explore, you know, what's going on with them, to be able to articulate what they're feeling. It's a really important role.
So are you there for the staff too then? Because if you point out, they're also stressed out, right? They have certainly felt it the last few years. Are you able to help them as well?
Yeah, well, that's certainly the hope. I make myself available to the staff, and I often attend the rounds. At the beginning of the day, I'll kind of step in and often share, try to have them thank them for being there and have a kind of a calm moment, maybe take a deep breath and reflect on what they're doing. And really, when you think about it, it's amazing what they're doing. I mean, we as human beings, we tend to run away from suffering. But if you think about it, they're choosing every day to walk into people's suffering. And it takes a toll. So I do. I try to support them, affirm what they're doing, and just kind of help them to process it for themselves. And if they want to talk to me or if they want some support, then I try to make myself available.
And Don, what's this like for you then? So have you been able to see the impact of your work? Is that kind of what keeps you doing this?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great privilege. It's a great privilege being with people. And being with them at times of crisis, it's hard. We all carry each other's pain in some way, but it's also a great privilege. And I have a great support network, our team of spiritual health practitioners, and within Fraser Health is a great support network for me too, and friends that I have. And it does make a difference for sure.
Okay, so does this need to be expanded, do you think? Because right now it's just at the three hospitals, right? Surrey Memorial, Abbotsford, and Langley?
Yeah, we're certainly hoping whenever we start a pilot, we hope that, I personally certainly hope it will expand. And, we could have spiritual health everywhere, but we need more of more everywhere, of everything pretty well. But yeah, that's certainly the hope, yeah.
Right. Okay. So people need to know then, like when it comes to the stress, and everybody feels stressed when they go into a hospital. You kind of feel that, don't you? Like even if you're just mm-hmm. visiting somebody, you feel that stress.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
So what do you tell them? Like, how is it that you're able to provide comfort?
Well, often it's just coming alongside. People realize that providing a non-anxious presence is what we call it, where and check in with somebody, see if there's anything I can do to support. Check and see what kind of support networks they have. If they do have spiritual, religious concerns specifically, then if there's anything that I can do, provide prayer or some sort of a ritual or connect them with their community, their individual community. If there's community supports, and we work together in liaise with social workers and the rest of the care team. We certainly were a part of the greater care team. So, and often it's just checking in and making sure people know they're seen, they're being heard, their concerns are being addressed, and they're really being listened to mm-hmm. and cared for.
Well, Don, thank you for explaining it to us this morning.
Yeah, my pleasure. Appreciate thank you for that. Having me on.
Well, that's Don Cowie. Don is a spiritual health clinical educator for Fraser Health. So he's a spiritual health practitioner at Surrey Memorial Hospital. They've got a pilot project going at Fraser Health at Surrey Memorial, Langley, and Abbotsford Hospitals, where they provide someone like Don to help people, help families, help people who are in the hospital, just if they're stressed, they just need somebody to talk to, not about medical stuff, but just they need some support. And they're finding that this is really helpful for people. Now, having been in that position, I can see how if you're feeling alone, yeah, having somebody to just kind of stand there and hold your hand and talk to you would be, incredibly supportive for a lot of people.